Macmillan Audio presents Finding Bigfoot by Martha Brockenbrow. Read for you by Cliff Berrickman.
I am in love with monsters. Always have been. My first memories of Bigfoot go back to when I was 4 or 5 years old. My dad, who is the best father you could ever ask for, joined something called the Indian Guides with me. We had to choose little and big Indian guide names, and I almost went for Bigfoot. But even then, I was picky about words, and I didn't like how little Bigfoot and big Bigfoot sounded. I've always been interested in these animals, though. They fascinate a lot of people because of what they represent, an archetype that gives us clues about our own origins. They also represent the monster in the human condition. And as much as we like the comforts of home, a lot of us want to be able to survive in the wild as a Bigfoot does. That's why all those survivor shows are so successful. While I didn't start searching for a real Sasquatch until I was older, I've always had a strong connection to the outdoors. Growing up in California, I'd go camping a lot with my family, especially in Sequoia National Park. We'd go looking for animal footprints. I never thought I'd see a Bigfoot track, though. Back then, I thought the animal was a Pacific Northwest thing.